focus today, the future of Lebanon. The assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri 4 months ago set in motion the withdrawal of Syrian forces, the emergence of a mass opposition movement, and a re-examination of Lebanon's sectarian political system. But as VOA's Slata Kahok reports, even greater changes may come with the next generation of Lebanese politicians.
Saad Hariri, the son of slain former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, is set to lead the new Lebanese parliament after 4 rounds of general elections that ended this week. But some analysts say that after 29 years under Syrian control, change in Lebanon may be slow in coming. After Arab-Israeli clashes in 1948 and 1967, thousands of Palestinian refugees fled to Lebanon, causing regional upheaval and a 15-year civil war in Lebanon. UN resolutions and international peacekeepers failed to bring an end to the turmoil. Then, in 1975, Syrian troops marched in. Daoud Heyrala teaches law at Georgetown University.
Syria, in fact, was the underwriter of peace and security in Lebanon, granted at the price of much coercion and rampant corruption. Is there a substitute for Syria should things flare up again?
Professor Heyrala says a landslide victory of the pro-Syrian Hezbollah-Amal alliance in southern Lebanon shows many Lebanese are still loyal to Damascus. Hezbollah, formed in 1982 as a militia to resist occupying Israeli troops and supported by Iran and Syria, has become a major force in Lebanese politics. Its civil arm operates schools, hospitals, and a television network for thousands of Shia Muslims. Georgetown University's Daoud Heyrala says it would be a mistake to try to enforce Hezbollah's disarmament.
While the majority of the Lebanese people would like to see an end to the police state and the corruption associated with the Syrian presence in Lebanon, it is doubtful they go along with disarming the Lebanese resistance as long as some Lebanese land is still occupied and the Palestinian refugee problem in Lebanon has not been properly solved.
Some analysts decry the absence of new political figures in the elections. Hisham Melham, a U.S.-based correspondent of the Lebanese newspaper An-Nahar, blames the Lebanese political system, designed to give equal representation to 18 ethnic and religious groups. The current election law, he says, reinforces sectarianism because candidates represent their ethnic or religious communities rather than political platforms.
9 out of 19. I think in Beirut, one by virtue of the fact that nobody ran against them. A number of candidates in the south also won like that. This phenomenon in Lebanon, we call it al-mahdala, the steamroller. The steamroller of Saad al-Din al-Hariri and Jumblat in Beirut took over the whole slate. The steamroller of Hezbollah in Amal in the south, which is essentially sectarian-based, also made it practically impossible for anybody outside Hezbollah and Amal to compete in those elections.
Thus, many observers note, Christians in the south, where Shia Muslims make up two-thirds of the population, felt that the system deprived them of what they see as their right to choose a Christian member of the parliament. Muslims in many majority Christian areas were similarly disgruntled. But Clovis Maksoud, a professor of international relations at American University in Washington, says Lebanon's sectarian system has its advantages.
The elections have brought about a certain equilibrium. So the attempt at becoming satellites of Syria has been removed, and the attempts of rendering Lebanon anti-Syrian has been removed.
But Professor Maksoud adds, in order for Lebanon to move ahead, political parties must offer their visions for the progress of the entire country with all its diverse communities. Journalist Hisham Melham says this may take time, but he believes it will happen. He says his optimism is inspired by the mass outpouring of young Lebanese in reaction to the former prime minister's assassination.
They displayed an incredible sense of political sophistication, political maturity, no violence whatsoever. The way they used the internet, the way they used the cell phones, the way they used the Arab satellite phenomena, the way they used international media.
Mr. Melham adds that Lebanon was once an example of multi-ethnic democracy in the Middle East, and that these young people offer hope it will become one again. For Focus, I'm Slavica Hoke.